out to be a minimalist mini number 5. How to spring clean like a minimalist. Garage and odd jobs edition. Hello, and I'm so glad you all are here today. And yeah, I hope these spring cleaning episodes have been helping you. This is the last of the spring cleaning series. I feel like after I say what I'm going to say today, I'm done. So I will probably find other mini episode topics to talk about, but I feel like this is good for the spring cleaning. So I hope that you have found value in these little snippets during the week. And I really hope they've given you just a boost of some minimalist perspective right when you might need it. So if you are looking for the other spring cleaning episodes, I had originally clicked, basically I didn't choose a season to put these mini episodes in, except for last week's and this week's. And so hopefully by the time you're hearing this, it will all have righted itself. But basically I put all episodes, these mini episodes 1 through 5, all into season 1, which is what this podcast is in currently. I don't know what season 2 is going to look like. I don't know how I'm going to mark that. I have no idea. I think I'll probably just, seriously, I don't even know. But I had initially put the other spring cleaning episodes in kind of a bonus section, and it was untitled, and I'm not really sure how other podcast catchers other than Apple Podcasts really dealt with that. I could only really see Apple Podcasts. And so hopefully by doing it this way, I've unscrambled the mess I made. Anyway, if you're looking for those episodes, you can look for that, like for other seasons within my, like if you look at all of my episodes, if there's a button to click that way. But hopefully now they are all just mixed in. And about every other one going back, like looking into past episodes, you should be able to find these minimalist minis. And episode 1 of the minimalist minis wasn't that far back. So about 5 weeks, I guess. 6 weeks. I think I missed 1 week. So they're about 6 weeks ago. So I want to get into these spring cleaning odd jobs. Basically, I didn't want to like say these few things every single mini episode. I decided I wanted to go ahead and put them all into one episode. And each of these things probably could take up a decent amount of time anyway. So you might want to tackle them like one day at a time or whatever. So I think it works out better this way. So for the odd jobs inside the house, first off, I know a lot of times it's easy to kind of dismiss our blinds and window treatments. So you might want to kind of get those looked at, pull down your curtains, wash them if you can, or even dust them off or whatever. Make sure that like you check the tags so that you don't end up shrinking your curtains down to like doll sized if there's some kind of special fabric, or you could even probably easily snag them. So it's a good idea, even if you can't go and get them professionally cleaned right now, maybe kind of dust them off or something like that. I know with blinds, it's like good luck. I have tried taking blinds down and washing them. That works sometimes, but if you have the wood ones and that won't work, you might just need to get a rag wet and just wipe off a few and wash it out and then start on the next one. I don't know. Blinds, I love and hate them because they are just really difficult to maintain. While you're washing your window treatments, you can also get to your windows. You can do the insides one day, maybe the outsides another day. I don't know. But they probably both need to be done. And I know washing the windows is not my favorite thing to do, but it's always so nice and clean when they are done. And also they collect a lot of dirt that we just, I don't know, I don't notice that kind of stuff very often. Also, going through your baseboards and any trim that you've got in your home, you might have crown molding or things like that. That is another good idea. It's a good opportunity to just go ahead and do a quick check and just do a good wipe down. I also think baseboards are a good one that, I don't know, you could probably just have a little bit of soapy water, and if you have kids that are old enough, they could probably help with that. And they're short, a lot shorter usually, or more limber, and they can get down there and clean some stuff up, and they probably could have fun. Maybe you can pay them a few bucks to do it or something. Another couple things to do a quick check on are, have you changed your smoke or carbon detectors yet? It's a good chance to just get that done. I know it's easy to forget. Another thing you can do is vacuum your vents. You can actually Sometimes it's easy to take the vents off just to unscrew them. Sometimes painters paint over the vents. So when you take them off, you actually, like, I have actually taken an X-Acto knife around the vent just very lightly to cut paint away from the vent. One time I just unscrewed the vent and pulled it off, and then I had to go and figure out, I think it was in a discreet enough area I didn't have to go and repaint, or I chose not to, but, like, it was so annoying. There were all these patches in the paint, and I just, it was so frustrating. So now I've learned first off, if you're going to paint, take your vents off and your light switches, all that kind of stuff. It needs to come off. It's annoying. Anyway, if you take your vents off to vacuum them or wipe them down, make sure you are not pulling paint off, or else you could find yourself super annoyed like I did. Another thing that you can do is, if you have ceiling fans, make sure you clean those off. I know they collect a lot of dust, and then you turn them on and they're just basically fanning dust all over the room. And I know we in our area are heading into allergy season. I get allergies in the spring, so I'm starting to feel that a little bit, which is kind of annoying. But if you are adding dust into the mix, it's a bad idea for me anyway. I don't do well with dust. Anyway, those are a few things that you can go around and do in your home to kind of top off your spring cleaning. I also wanted to talk about some things that are more outdoor related. My husband reminded me that I should talk about the garage when I was talking to him about the podcast episode for last night. And I was like, oh, you're right. I really do need to talk about the garage. So I used to take care of our garage a lot when we had one, like, not like actually doing any of the work, but like, I think my husband would get kind of overwhelmed by everything. So I would just go out, and he never minded. It was crazy. Like, I know a lot of men don't want their tools being touched and stuff, but I would go and I would work and work and work, and I would get things really nice and orderly and just sort things out. And a lot of the things were the kids' things. Some of the things that I think of when I used to work out in the garage and get it all cleaned up is I would try to put tools in like batches, right? I would always try to organize things that way, with like things put together and the power tools kind of put somewhere nicely. However, I know that, like, a lot of people don't use all the tools that they have, or you might have two lawnmowers or different things like that. So I think it's a really good opportunity to ask yourself, do I actually use these things? Are some of these tools that I could donate to a tool library? That way I could have access to them if I really wanted to borrow them, but I don't have to store them at my house in my actual garage. You can also ask yourself, what is the best way to organize things? I know a lot of people have those kind of pegs that they hang their tools on the walls. Maybe that will work well for you. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you just really do need some bins or a really nice toolbox that will, like, keep things well organized. Get something that will actually help you keep the things orderly, the things that you really and truly use. I think it's a difficult place to be honest with yourself, though, about what you actually use, because a tool is like, well, I might need that someday. And it really is true. You really might need that someday. And they are expensive, and it can often make a big difference getting a really good tool versus one that's kind of subpar. So I don't know. The garage is a really tricky place, or wherever it is that you keep your tools. It's a tricky place to practice minimalism. However, being honest with yourself, if there's something that you really aren't going to use, maybe now, you know, you can sell it or donate it or whatever. And maybe you can, if none of that will work, if you're going to keep all of your tools, just finding a better way to store them and organize them so that you can easily use things and keep them kind of out of the way. It's a good time to go ahead and take a look through your garage and see what you can do to make that a better place to be. It's also a good opportunity to say, like, hey, what do I really want to put in here? Like, do I want to fit my car in my garage? Because I know that so many people have garages and they never put their cars in them. So if it's your goal to, like, fit your car in your garage, that can also be a good kind of a good motivator to helping you figure out which tools you want to keep, What do you actually want to put in your garage? Do you have like food storage stuff out there that you need to organize better? Or what about your bikes? Is there a better way? Can you hang some of your bikes? I know there are those like bike mount things that you can hang from your garage rafters and stuff. So yeah, the garage, tricky place, very, very useful, but I think there's always a better way to look at your stuff. It's also a perfect moment to go ahead and take a look at your gardening tools and to determine, like, I know we kept this rake around forever that had like probably two of the teeth left on it. I don't even know why we kept it. I think I was like, oh, the kids like playing with it. So we kept it for a really long time. But seriously, it was time for a new rake and to get rid of that one. It was so old and sad. On that same vein of the whole gardening thing, if you are heading into gardening season, take a look at your garden beds. What can you plant? Do you want to plant anything? And how are your garden beds looking? Do you need to throw some fertilizer down? Is there any mulching that needs to be done? What can you do? You might ask yourself, how many plants do you actually need in your garden bed that you're actually going to eat off of if you are growing an edible garden? Or, like, I know it's tempting to just buy one of every seed packet, but what are you really going to plant? What do you have time to tend? Which plants actually grow well in your area? These are all really good questions to ask. There's absolutely nothing wrong with having those things that you need and want. And, you know, having a garden these days is probably actually a really good idea. And it's a good idea any year, pretty much. But it is best to see what you can actually take care of, what you can look after. Be mindful of that as you're going through your tools. You might as well take a look at your garden beds while you're at it. Also, if you have patio furniture, do you have anything that needs to be wiped down, clean? Maybe you can hose off your patio furniture. Maybe you have your cushions that need to be wiped off or thrown in the washing machine. I don't know what type you have, so double check your washing instructions before you do that. But yeah, even if you're not quite ready to get your patio furniture out all the way, it is a good idea to kind of get it ready and see what you need to have done. You can also take a scan of the outside of your house and look for rotting wood, or maybe there are some places that need to be patched. In our last house, we had some wood rot that we never would have noticed, but the inspector pointed it out to us, and it made us a lot more mindful of that. And it was just a good chance to kind of take a look at your house, see if there are any plants that are growing too close to it, maybe creating extra moisture between your home and the actual plant, and just some things like that. As you are going through these, I have two questions for you. First off, how can you like tidy in a way that makes the long-term maintenance and cleaning of these areas easier? I know it's easy to kind of like, oh, I'll just tidy up the garage real quick and it will be great. You can always work on more of it later. But if you're going to go ahead and work through spring cleaning your garage, you might as well really put some planning and thought and effort into making it be a long-term thing so that it's just easier to maintain the cleanliness of it. And you'll be able to just put your tools back right where they belong, or, you know, you'll set yourself up to continue to be able to park your car in the garage and things like that. I would also ask yourself, as you are planning whether you're going to put in a new garden bed, or maybe you just want to have a new pot on your patio or something like that, how do you want these spaces to look and feel? How do you want to enjoy these spaces? What do you plan on doing with them? I think if you ask yourself this, you'll be better able to create beautiful spaces that you can enjoy all summer and spring and fall long. And you'll be able to just really have a nice time in those spaces and utilize them well. I hope that you are doing well, and I hope that you are taking good care of yourself in these kind of crazy times. And I hope that these spring cleaning minimalist minis have been helpful. Good luck with your homes, and I hope you turn them into just beautiful havens. Follow me on Instagram at How to Be a Minimalist, which I will link that down below. And yeah, if you want to send me a picture of your beautiful cleaned up area. I think that would be so cool to see that. But I give a lot of daily updates on my Instagram over at How to Be a Minimalist, often in my story. So you can just have a quick peek into our lives and see what's going on. You take care, and remember, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.